All right, recent stock market volatility may have you very nervous about opening your 401k statements, right? Mm-hmm. Are there things you should be doing to protect your money? Of course. Just staying on top of it is, I mean, it's a lot of work. Well, here to help us understand is Brandon Billen, Director of Retirement Solutions at Securian Financial, and he's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, Brandon?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Okay, let's just jump right in. First of all, people are very nervous about their 401k. I remember working at a bank when 401s really became, you know, they were birthed during the time I was here. I think it was in either the late 70s or early 80s. Can you tell me when that started?
Yes, it was in the early 80s.
Okay, so in the early 80s, you know, people didn't quite know what to do with it. And we're back to that today. I really feel as though people that have had their 401ks for a while are so disturbed by what's happening that they don't even want to look at it. They don't want to deal with it. And they keep saying to themselves, why did I do this? What do you say?
Well, I say your 401k is the most important thing for most people in terms of preparing for that future of retirement. And it is really scary, right? If you think back to previous generations, a lot of our parents or our parents' parents had traditional pensions, which are much less common today, where your ex-employer or their delegate would be paying you a steady paycheck in retirement for life. But now with the 401k being the main model, we're responsible for our own retirements primarily. And so staying on top of it, even if it's scary, is really important.
Are we educated well enough to know exactly what we are to do for a 401k? We can get advice from you or others, but do we really understand it as Americans?
Americans have a lot of trouble understanding it in general, and there are a lot of good resources out there. I don't think we have trouble understanding it when we seek out the information, but it is something that is sort of scary even to think about, and a lot of people won't want to take the time to do that. So the first step, just looking at it, there's a lot of good resources out there, especially if you're in a 401k plan. If you just go to the website, that provider of the 401k plan will often have lots of good information to help you.
Yeah, when we first learned of 401ks, I remember so many people were trying to understand it. And I think many have found a way to at least feel comfortable with the ways that they are investing. But the big question is, are they also making adjustments in their portfolio when they're afraid that their 401ks will be damaged severely?
Absolutely. And oftentimes in times of high market volatility, either high or low, like we're experiencing now, Some of the worst decisions that we see people make are those emotional decisions when we're worried about it, or in the case of a high market, overly excited about what there is. And so oftentimes the best thing to do, if you feel like you have a good long-term plan, and your 401k is a long-term investment, and so you don't want to overreact too much to the markets, but if you feel like you have that good plan, you may not need to make any changes in your investment allocation. It just depends.
I know I had a hard time. I had to let it go when we first started this. And fluctuating is very difficult, right? You get scared. You want to make a change,
yeah.
So, you know, because you don't want to lose it all. So how do you get rid of that feeling of fluctuating? Because it's always going to fluctuate.
Well, you know, one thing you could do is if it's just too painful to open that statement right now, or the times mm-hmm. when it's down, or look at the website, it's quite all right to just not look at it for a while, right? And not create that heartburn, as long as you feel like you have a plan, because at the end of the day, you're going to weather a lot of ups and downs in the market through your long time saving for retirement. And so you want to stay the course as much as you can if you have that good plan.
My son is a young investor, and I'm just curious because he and I have talked about, you know, what he has learned so far. And when it comes to 401ks, just keeping up with them, you know, if you go from job to job to job, you may have 3, 4, 5 different 401ks out there. How do you find out exactly where you are? How many of those do you have? Are you staying on top of it? How do we begin to make sure we know what we have?
One of the best things you can do is to consolidate those accounts when you change employers. And it's something that you have to spend a little time doing, but it can be worth it, because if you keep one account, let's say, or a few accounts compared to 4 or 5 as you change jobs, it's a lot easier to keep track of it that way. But when you're young, honestly, more so than the markets, what's really important is to make sure you're saving enough for retirement, because time is on your side when you're younger.
Mm. Okay, so we know that when we're younger, we have time at the same time. If you don't quite understand it all, you make mistakes. Have you made mistakes in your own understanding of how this works? And if so, how did you recover? How did you recover?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been in this business for 21 years, and I've made those emotional decisions. It's just the way we're wired as humans, is to make emotional decisions. And so one thing that can be really helpful is, if you don't have a financial professional, a financial advisor, certified financial planner, it can be helpful to consult one to first create that plan and then help you stick to it and avoid those emotional decisions.
So is 401k still guaranteed? I know some people go in and they take money out and that costs them a lot. So the guarantee of it all, you feel safe because you say, hey, 401k is the thing, man. You just stick with it and let it go, right? But some people are really worried, you know, are the laws going to change? Are they going to change how 401k works? And if so, who are the ones that can make the changes of how 401k operates?
At the end of the day, Congress can make those changes, and they have made some changes, and typically when they do, it's for the better, because we are very concerned as a country with 401k being the primary model that people are saving enough. And the sad truth is a lot of people aren't quite saving enough. And partly it's because you mentioned the understanding. We don't always know how much we need to save. And so it's helpful to crunch those numbers. We have a calculator at securing.com, for example, that can help you get started figuring out how much you need. But generally speaking, you need to save about 10 to 15% of your salary for retirement. And most of us aren't quite saving that much, and it can be harmful in the long run. And so as Congress looks at this, they passed a bill called Secure 1.0 at the end of 2019. And they're working on bipartisan legislation. It's one of the few things that the two sides of the aisle in Congress can agree on, is trying to shore up Americans' retirements. And it's just making things a little bit easier and helping people make those right decisions.
Well, as we know, in this country, we have so many seniors that are retiring, people that have had these 401ks for a long time. And now we're starting to see some people have some fears about that. They've been following it even when they had to open it and they thought, oh, it's going to be awful. Yet they stuck with it. And so now that they are about to retire, how do they maintain protection? If they're not quite sure now of the new rules, or, okay, has it changed? If I retire tomorrow, what will that do to my 401k?
Yeah, if you're nearing retirement or you're in retirement, going back to what I said a minute ago, a financial professional is one of the best things you can do, because these are complex things. Saving for retirement, you mentioned, can be a little bit challenging to understand. But when you're in retirement, trying to take that big balance, which is often the biggest pot of money we've seen in our individual lives, and figuring out how to make that last across a retirement that can often be 30, even 40 years is not uncommon, is a challenging puzzle. And so having some help with that is key. Otherwise, looking at your portfolio, you know, as you're nearing or in retirement, make sure you're diversified. There is no guarantee against loss in 401ks, but by diversified, meaning spreading your money out over several different types of investments, can help smooth out a little bit and avoid those extreme highs and lows that you might otherwise get if you're too concentrated in one type of investment.
You know, Brandon, I'm very sure that you don't have all the power to say this volatility will only last for, what, 6 months or 6 years. You know, there's no way you can tell us that. But at the same time, you know what you're seeing. You know what you're looking at. And so when your clients come to you and say, okay, I'm hearing about volatility in different states and different countries, what would you advise people to do?
I would go back to the long-term thinking that you need to have when you're talking about your retirement, because whether it be right now, the war in Ukraine, inflation, interest rates, all kinds of things have an effect on the market. And, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, there's going to be other things that impact the market. And so expecting the ups and downs and being able to ride through them is really the mindset that you need to have.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the long-term plan. It's not an easy thing to do when you're nervous. Right?
Not at
because
all.
So much
not
has changed.
All.
It's not easy at all. All right. If there was one thing that you would want people to really understand about the 401k, how it works, why it works, especially in a volatile time that we are in right now with the prices just skyrocketing, that does that mean that your numbers are going to get better, or are you making the right decisions with your 401ks? Do you need to change it? Those are the kind of questions I'm hearing inside my own self. You know, where do you begin? Where do you start to make sure that you understand it and that you're doing the right thing? Or is there such thing as a right way to do this?
There is no one right way, but if you're asking, the number one thing I would tell people is take advantage of what's really a valuable benefit that our government created for us and that most employers are offering, at least larger employers, and have that tax advantage savings. Make sure you're putting money in there because, you know, it's hard, right? We got bills, we've got inflation. There are things to take care of and worries we have today, but all too often we forget about our future self, right? And needing to prepare for that. And it takes time to prepare for that. So not forgetting about that and making sure you're putting some money away in there to help protect your future is the most important thing.
My final question for you, Brandon, I'm always asking about cryptocurrency and how it affects or infects our current currency. And I'm just curious to know, the 401k, that has nothing to do with cryptocurrency, of course, but does it affect it in any way?
Cryptocurrency can affect the 401k in terms of there is a debate going on now in terms of should cryptocurrency be allowed as an investment option in the 401k. The Department of Labor has expressed serious concerns with that, right? Because when you think about your 401k, it's not the best vehicle to be taking extreme risk with, right? And cryptocurrency is new, and we've seen the extreme volatility in it. But there are some that are interested in, could we let people put 5% of their money in it or things like that? I would say that it's too early to tell how cryptocurrency will affect the 401k, but it is something to be wary of at the least.
Well, it has been a pleasure talking with you, Brandon. Brandon Bellin, Director of Retirement Solutions at Securian Financial, joins us tonight talking about the 401k. It's still working, but people are really, really nervous. I know some of them. So we thank you for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.